91X News.
It's 7 degrees with a light rain shower at noon. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Courtney Bell. In his first post-election news conference, Justin Trudeau says he will stick to his campaign promises, although they will be introduced in a responsible manner. He says he spoke today with U.S. President Barack Obama, and they talked about Canada's continued engagement as a strong member of the coalition against ISIL.
I committed that we would continue to engage in a responsible way that understands how important Canada has as a role to play in the fight against ISIL. But he understands the commitments I've made around ending the combat mission.
Trudeau says he will announce his cabinet on November 4th. One of the first conversations Liberal leader Justin Trudeau had with a world leader since being elected as Canada's newest prime minister was with U.S. President Barack Obama. Trudeau says the two spoke broadly about environmental and trade issues, but didn't specifically discuss the Keystone XL pipeline.
I think one of the things that has been a challenge in the relationship between Canada and the United States is it has, in many cases, been focused on a single point of disagreement, a single pipeline, and I made a point of staying much broader in our conversation.
The pipeline proposal would see the export of Alberta crude oil across the U.S. border to the Gulf Coast. Environmentalists on both sides of the border have condemned the project as too risky for the environment. Terry Cassidy was the NDP candidate in the Bay of Quinte riding this federal election. He says the Liberals had so much success because of the media coverage and strategic voting.
And the fact that there's also a huge dislike of the Conservatives meant people thought that they should more or less push their vote in one direction to make sure they didn't elect the Conservatives.
Cassidy placed a distant third in Monday night's election, while the Liberals' Neil Ellis won. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne says she encouraged that the future Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has promised to meet with the provinces to talk about enhancing the Canada pension plan. However, Wynne says Ontario will proceed with the implementing its new provincial pension for now because Trudeau can't improve the CPP without agreement from other provinces.
We have a government that has been elected that is open to working with us. Remember that Justin Trudeau cannot alone enhance the Canada pension plan. He has to work with all of the provinces. So we are going to continue to work in Ontario on implementing the Ontario Retirement Pension Plan.
Asked about Trudeau's plan to legalize marijuana, Wynne says it's an issue whose time has come in terms of a national discussion. A large explosion that devastated a home in Port Hope yesterday morning is still under investigation. The explosion leveled a higher-end house on Lunny Lane. The cause remains unknown and no injuries have been confirmed. Northumberland OPP Constable Steve Bates says that the explosion had a wide-reaching impact.
Even officers I work with said that they felt it down in the Colberg area, which is approximately 30 kilometers away, so it was quite a significant explosion.
Lunny Lane is closed to traffic, and the scene is being held for the ongoing investigation. The first Crown witness is expected to be called today at the trial of a Toronto police officer charged in the shooting death of a young man on an empty streetcar in July 2013. Constable James Forcillo has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder and attempted murder in the death of an 18-year-old, Sammy Yatim. Prosecutors say they plan to prove that Forcillo's actions in the incident were neither necessary nor reasonable. Jurors have heard that Yatim, who had taken ecstasy, pulled out a switchblade knife while on the streetcar, triggering panic among passengers who rushed off the vehicle, but no one was injured. Environment Minister Glenn Murray says his office will investigate reports of sensors flying off of industrial wind turbines in the Blue Water area in southwestern Ontario. Murray says he doesn't want to jump to conclusions about the safety risk posed by the wind turbines.
There are sometimes issues with every form of energy. We always send out inspectors, so it would be premature to say something until we have an inspection to see what the part is and get the details. We've had issues before where people have attributed things to wind turbines that were in fact not the case. But we take it very seriously, and we'll look at it very carefully.
The Conservatives say farmers in Blue Water are being advised not to harvest crops near the giant turbines until they notify the wind farm owners so the blades can be slowed down. The Bank of Canada is leaving its trend-setting interest rate unchanged amid expectations the country's economy is bouncing back from the technical recession that kicked off 2015. The central bank says it's holding its overnight rate at 0.5% because inflation and economic activity are unfolding largely as it's predicted in its July update. The bank says strengthening non-resource sectors are supporting the rebound after the economy declined over the first two quarters of 2015 following a sharp slide in oil prices that began last year. It says the recovery is being led by robust household spending and is also receiving boosts from the lower Canadian dollar and the bank's moves to lower its overnight rate in January and July. The bank expects real GDP to average at about 2% over the last two quarters of 2015, despite the struggle of the ever-important resource sector. Police have admitted killing a dog they thought was a coyote, an incident that was captured on camera and appears to show an officer running over the animal three times with a patrol car. Ontario Provincial Police say they've launched an investigation to find out what exactly happened. They say they were called out for reports of a coyote in a residential area in Collingwood, Ontario, Monday night. Local resident Sarah Leggett posted the video on her Facebook page. She said she couldn't believe what she saw. Police initially said the animal could possibly be rabid, but now say they've contacted the owner of the dog. Police say they are committed to the humane destruction of wildlife that is a threat to public safety. They wouldn't say whether the officer in question has been reprimanded or if police apologize to the dog owner. That's QNET News on 91X to 1207. Sports is up next.
What if that cake boss guy couldn't make cakes anymore? Stats say the average job search can take up to 16 weeks. How can you kickstart your job search? Where do you start?
Start here. Loyalist Community Employment Services. From second career advice to job search support. Find out how they can help you. Visit Loyalist Community Employment Services, Dundas Street beside Pinnacle. Whatever your age or stage in life, start here. This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
QNET Sports. Toronto baseball fans won't be able to watch today's fifth and possibly deciding game of the American League Championship Series at Nathan Phillips Square. City officials say the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Kansas City Royals won't be broadcast at the square, dubbed the Bird's Nest, due to a previously scheduled cancer fundraising event. The Blue Jays lost 14-2 to the Royals yesterday and are down 3-1 in the best of seven series. Toronto Blue Jays catcher Russell Martin says the starter R.A. Dickey had a good movement on his knuckleball, but the Royals were able to connect on their swings.
I mean, I had a hard time catching it, so it was dancing around pretty good. The thing with the knuckleball, you just throw one, that doesn't do enough, and it can be a home run. They got the early lead, and from there it was an uphill battle.
The Lancers basketball teams had their home opener last night, where they played the George Brown Huskies. Deanna Fraser has the story.
The stands were full in the Loyalist Gym last night for the season opener. The Lady Lancers had a good start to their season with an 85-64 win over the Huskies. Point guard Leticia Lopez was happy with the way things turned out.
We ran the floor and it really showed that our fitness was better and our team chemistry was way better because we're not bickering on the court and stuff. I don't know, it was a really good team win, and whatever happened, it doesn't matter if you play bad or good. We got the W, and that's all that matters at the end of the day.
The boys took to the court not long after, and point guard Ibun Tamawa says they were going into their game confident.
Pretty confident. You know, we had a good couple of practices before working on our defense. After a tough loss at Redeemer, so I think we're really, gelling as a team.
The boys came up short and lost 72-59. Both teams will be traveling to Toronto this Friday to play Seneca College. Deanna Fraser, QNET News, Belleville.
Belleville brings back Friday Night Lights football. QNET News reporter Mo Cranker reports.
Friday Night Lights football is returning to Belleville, giving residents a chance to watch some homegrown talent under the lights. The day will feature four games, all of which will showcase teams from local high schools. First kickoff of the day is at 1, when junior teams from Quinney Secondary School and Trenton High School face off. Then, at 3, the junior teams from Centennial Secondary School and St. Teresa Secondary square off. At 5, Quinty and Trenton seniors play, and then at 7, seniors from St. Teresa Secondary and Centennial Secondary take battle under the lights. Mo Cranker, QNET News, Belleville.
All of the games will be held at Mary Ann Sills Park, Field 2. Send us your team or league scores at our email, qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville: today, mainly cloudy, 70% chance of showers, high 12. Tonight, mainly cloudy, 60% chance of showers late this evening and overnight, low 10. And tomorrow, mainly cloudy with 40% chance of showers early in the morning, clearing late in the morning, high 15. At 12:10, it's 7 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Courtney Bell. News on 91X next at 1.